spot, the track beat just like summer snow that has thawed and refrozen. Hard and slippy.
Whenever I've glissaded before, I've always had some means of arresting myself. But the reality is most people who fall don't have that. And I've witnessed that firsthand before with my wife and son. Took a fall on a big mountain, only just stopped short of a cliff, very nearly died. You know, you can't underestimate just how fast you pick up speed on these sort of slopes. Unless you know what you're doing, you're not going to beat gravity.
To see how fast I go, the team has set up a speed camera on the slope and marked a line in the snow where I'll start my arrest. Then we'll measure how long it takes to stop. And stopping fast can sometimes be critical. The slope's ready, the camera crew in position. Time to get up to the top of the mountain.
So this is the top of the slope. You know, as is often the case of mountains, though, you get up the top and look down, it often looks much steeper. But you see Dave halfway down with the radar gun. You know, I reckon this is going to be quite far. To make it even faster, I'm going to ditch the rucksack. That's only going to act as resistance. And then also tuck my jacket into my trousers. Okay. I kind of suspect this is going to get quite fast.